So
would you have a problem,
Rudy?
Would you have a problem with a Muslim mayor of New York?
Where would you go first?
I would visit the Holy Land.
I would go to Israel.
Yeah, I'd make my fourth trip to Israel.
Take my first trip to Israel.
Mr. Mamdani.
I would stay in New York City. My plans are to address New Yorkers across the five boroughs and focus on that.
That guy was the only person in the New York City mayor's debate to say he wanted to focus on New York City. And like, if I want to meet Jewish constituents, I go to their synagogues, their homes or whatever, but I'd be here in New York because that's what I'm doing. I'm running New York. That's my job.
Well, he gave the right answer.
Recently on Piers Morgan, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani went on.
I know there are a substantial number of Muslims and there's a substantial amount of the Quran that talks about.
What would you call another lying spree? Something he's a pro at. Lying again.
One of the things Rudy liked to talk about, aside from sex, was his ability to lie. So am I surprised that Rudy is lying again?
He spread lots of lies on the Quran, Muslims, and Islam. It was reckless, beyond reckless, dishonest, something he's used to. And yeah, it's dangerous. So let's unpack it point by point.
Not if he told me he would write out the portions of the Quran.
But first, who is this guy, Rudy Giuliani? Let's go deeper for those that don't know about this man.
Mr. Truth is Not Truth, a charged RICO defendant in Georgia, an unindicted co-conspirator in federal court in Washington, D.C. Yes, that Rudy Giuliani.
Whose entire career is now collapsing under his own lies. Let's run the receipts.
One of the things Rudy liked to talk about, aside from sex, was his ability to lie.
He owns $148 million for defamation, slander, libel. It's not a slip-up.
He owes $148 million.
But deliberate, malicious lies, and he's at it again. He's been accused by a federal court of hiring a woman as a sex slave at work. Yes, that's right.
When Rudy was on legal calls with President Trump, he required and expected me to be pleasing him during his calls with President Trump.
He owes about $550,000.
He owes the IRS $550,000.
Yep, that's the law and order guy, right?
But Rudy, when you have a Muslim candidate.
He's so shady, his own lawyers are suing him for not paying them.
He's being sued by his lawyer.
He's been disbarred, humiliated. He can't practice law in New York City.
Does that not make you feel uncomfortable?
So when Giuliani talks about who's fit for office, maybe Giuliani, Rudy, should focus on being fit for court because justice is knocking at your door, Mr. Rudy.
He may find himself a guest of the Georgia State Prison System.
All right, now let's get into more of the lies.
His ability to lie.
That he was spewing on the Piers Morgan show.
Are you comfortable that people use 9/11 as a stick to beat him with?
Piers asked Rudy, is it fair to use 9/11 as a stick to beat him with, referring to the Muslim mayoral candidate? Let's stop right there. That question already assumes Muslims were responsible for 9/11. It's disgusting. It's false. It's lazy thinking.
Building 7 was never hit by a plane. Why did it fall down?
And what are you going to do when you don't have that stick anymore as the truth continues to come out?
There was never a steel building that ever collapsed.
It used to be 3,700 architects and engineers. Now I'm sure it's much, much more who have raised serious doubts about the official story, especially Building 7, which collapsed into free fall speed without even being hit by a plane. The physics don't add up. Even Tucker Carlson, yes, Fox News Golden Boy, the greatest Fox News host they've ever had, is now questioning it all.
And all the wackos would be like, Building 7, Building 7. I'd be like, shut up, wackos.
And Donald Trump, which I'll give you a copy.
I've seen it. Yeah.
In his own words, says,
I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine.
The evidence in the Twin Towers and the third skyscraper.
And so is his audience, many of them. And so are elected members of the Senate, Congress, And let's be clear, Muslims also died on 9/11.
You tried the other day to raise science-based questions about 9/11, and you asked, Building 7 was never hit by a plane. Why did it fall down in exactly the same way the first two towers did?
156 witnesses, you know, first responders saying they heard explosions before the buildings came down. There was never a steel building that ever collapsed because of a fire.
And the Muslim world condemned those attacks. This has nothing to do with Islam. Islam condemns such acts, and any Muslim practicing Islam would not do such a thing. To use 9/11 as a political weapon now in 2025, that's not patriotism. That's shamelessness. And truth, you can see, continues to come out. So what are you going to do when you don't have that stick anymore?
And it was almost 25 years ago. So, like, spare me your lectures about national security. But can I ask you this? So, by the way, I never questioned anything about 9/11, and I actively attacked people who did. I'm ashamed of that, but that's a fact. I did it on tape more than once. Because my feeling was, well, you know, like, that's divisive or whatever. I was a child and an idiot. But the what began to make me wonder, and I have no idea what happened in 9/11, but it's very clear that there's a lot of lying around it, was the collapse of Building 7. And all the wackos would be like, Building 7, Building 7. I'd be like, shut up, wackos. And then if you just sort of look at it, you're like, well, that is very weird, actually. No plane hit that building. And it does this happen a lot when buildings catch fire? Right, okay.
Besides being a firefighter, I work for the INA, largest insurance company in North America. I was responsible for training their fire protection arson people for 18 years. That doesn't happen. You never have a 47-story building just collapse. Which this is. Even Donald Trump, I have a tape of him speaking on 9/11. And Donald Trump, which I'll give you a copy.
I've seen it.
In his own words, says,
there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or a 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
That's controlled demolition.
Yeah, I mean,
Giuliani then claimed that the Quran talks about slaughtering Christians and Jews. That's a lie.
I know there are a substantial number of Muslims, and there's a substantial amount of the Quran that talks about slaughtering Christians and Jews. And there's a whole group of Muslims who believe that.
One of the things Rudy liked to talk about, aside from sex, was his ability to lie.
The Quran, if anybody would go ahead and, I mean, just open up and read it, it says, it's a clear verse in chapter 60, verse 8, that it says, God, this is the Creator speaking, God Almighty, verbatim, God does not forbid you from being kind and just to those who have not fought you because of your religion or driven you out of your homes. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, you know, he welcomed Christians into his mosque. If he was commanded to slaughter them, like this liar is saying, why is he welcoming them? Talking with them, having a dialogue, debate with them, hosting them in his mosque, literally. I mean, he made a Medina charter, Constitution of Medina, a document drafted by the Prophet Muhammad. This was in 1622, and it established a framework for peaceful coexistence between the different religions. Now, obviously, when people went against that, then there was issues. But whoever lived by that, there was no issues. Today, his army, I mean, imagine, he told his army, if this was true, why would he tell his army when they were fighting defensive and preemptive battles, do not harm innocent civilians, non-combatants? So this is easily debunked, but many people don't read today. But let's look into this video. I'm going to show you right here. This is a historian, non-Muslim, who's talking about when Muslims conquered Jerusalem. What happened to the Jews?
The Caliph goes, I want to meet some of the Jews living in Jerusalem. And Sophronius goes, there are no Jews in Jerusalem. And the Caliph goes, what do you mean there's no Jews in Jerusalem? The city is holy to the Jews. How can there be no Jews? He says, well, us Christians, we pretty much murder them every chance we get. We really hate Jews. In fact, in the war we just did against the Persians, the Jews sided with the Persians. And so we murdered 20,000 Jews in Jerusalem, completely purged the city of its remaining Jewish population. And Omar ibn al-Khattab goes, no, this is wrong. You can't do this. And so he turns to a Jewish convert to Islam, and he says, I need you to find me 80 Jewish families that were willing to volunteer to move to Jerusalem so we can reestablish a Jewish presence in this city. And that's how the Muslims conquered Jerusalem. And that's the stuff that's left out of your history books.
You have 20,000 Jews who were slaughtered by Christians, not Muslims. So Christians were slaughtering Jews. And now you're projecting it onto us. The Quran doesn't teach that. And let's go to ChatGPT. Let's see what ChatGPT has to say. Tell me, Rudy Giuliani was saying that on the Piers Morgan show that the Quran calls Muslims to slaughter Jews and Christians. Is this correct?
Because the Quran does not preach violence against Jews, Christians, or anyone else, despite what Giuliani claims. It specifically encourages peaceful coexistence and calls for fairness. The Quran says, let there be no compulsion in religion, for the right course has become clear from the wrong. Quran 2:56. It's clear that Islam condemns forced conversions and violence. The context of the Quranic verses about fighting is always about self-defense during times of war, and even then it was against aggressors, not innocent people. So any claim about the Quran calling for slaughter is a gross distortion of the truth.
Gross distortion of the truth.
One of the things Rudy liked to talk about, aside from sex, was his ability to lie.
They've done studies on this, that the Bible is actually more violent than, there's more violent passages in the Bible than the Quran. Now, if we start just quoting verses from the Bible for Piers and for Rudy, where are we going to end up? What are we going to end up doing? Let's do that. I mean, the Bible says, for example, if I did this verse and I said, look, Jesus said, I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. This is in Matthew 10:34. If you look at the stoning of the disrespectful child, this is in Deuteronomy 21:18. What about this? Is this compatible with the West? Is this compatible with how we live today? I mean, go ahead and kill everything, every living thing, but keep the virgins for yourself. This is in Numbers 31. If a man lies with another man, this is in the Bible I'm quoting. This is not the Quran. Look it up for yourself. Leviticus 20:13. You see, the point here is if I cherry pick these verses, would that represent Christianity? Of course not. So why are you doing it with Islam? It's dishonest, it's hypocritical, and it's dangerous.
So would you have a problem, Rudy? Would you have a problem with a Muslim mayor of New York?
Yes, Giuliani was actually asked that. Imagine, would you have a problem with a black mayor or a Jewish mayor? This wasn't about the man's policies. This was about his religion. And that's the thing. If you want to critique his politics, fine, critique them. But calling him a communist and a Muslim, you can't be both. You can't be a Muslim. And a Muslim is one who submits his will to the will of God. Communist doesn't believe in God. So it's an oxymoron. Muslims serve in Congress. They serve in military and hospitals, your doctors, your school boards, city halls. It's the fabric of America. They helped make America. And yes, they could be mayors too. You know, Giuliani said when he was asked by Piers, would you be okay with a Muslim mayor? And what does he go on to say, this guy?
Not if he told me he would write out the portion of the Quran where Muhammad is exhorting the people to kill Christians and Jews.
He goes on to say, yeah, if they wrote out certain verses of the Quran. And again, he's spewing these lies that we just refuted. You want someone to edit the book sent by God? That's not how it works. Yeah, I mean, I hate to go ahead and offend any Christians, any people, religious people out there who follow this book, but you know, the Bible has been edited, has been changed, and they had gotten used to doing that because it's written by anonymous authors. You have Bible scholars telling us these things. Let's have a look here at one of those.
People, of course, call the gospel books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, they call them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because we don't know who wrote these books, and there's no point calling them Sam, Fred, Jerry, and Harry. I mean, they're written by people. We don't know who they were written by. They are anonymous. You might not think so because they have the title, The Gospel According to Matthew. Whoever put that title on it was an editor later. The followers of Jesus were Aramaic-speaking peasants from Galilee, lower-class men who were not educated. In fact, Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, are literally said to be illiterate. They couldn't read and write. Of course not. They were fishermen. They didn't go to school. The vast majority of people in the ancient world never learned to read, let alone write. And their native language was Aramaic. These books are written in Greek by highly educated, rhetorically trained writers who are skilled in Greek composition.
So no, we would never, just trying to take out, and it's impossible to do that. The Quran's been memorized by millions. It's a miracle. It's a living miracle. It's the verbatim words of God Almighty. And God Almighty himself is saying that I have revealed this book and I will guard it. I will protect it. If you were to throw out all of the books, burn them, bury them, you cannot bring any of those books back except the Quran, because it's been preserved in the hearts and minds. It's a living miracle memorized by millions living to this day. So, but the point here is, would you ask a Christian to cross out parts of the Bible? For example, where it accuses Jewish people of killing Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, who we love actually. Would he ask Jews to erase parts of the Talmud, the Torah, or the Talmud specifically, where it talks about Jesus burning in the depths of hell, his mother being a whore? I mean, I don't want to even repeat these things, disgusting things.
Listen to this. This is from the Talmud, and this is where Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is being boiled in hot excrement as a punishment for mocking the words of the rabbis.
But Muslims, you have no shame in asking them to do that. It's unbelievable. Pick up the book for yourself. Call us. 1-800-662-4752. Ask your questions. Realize there's a purpose to life. This life is short. We're all going to die. Every day we live on this life, every second that goes by, we are getting closer and closer to the grave, to death. And if that doesn't like shake you, I don't know what will. And then it's too late. Wishful thinking is not going to get you by in the grave. This life is a test, and you got one shot to get it right. Doing the Rudy Giuliani lifestyle is the devilish path, the satanic path. The path that is the path of Jesus, of Noah, of Moses, of Abraham, and the last and final measure problem, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the path of pure and absolute monotheism, living a morally upright life. So if you like to read more about Islam so you don't fall into this trap and following someone like this who's spewing these lies, pick up the Quran for yourself. I'll give it to you as a gift from me to you. Go to thedeanshow.com and you get a free copy as a gift. Read it and be sincere in your quest and ask the creator of the heavens and earth, say, the one who made me, who brought me into existence, guide me. Guide me to the truth. You hear many of the politicians and others that we're here to serve God. You know, we got to praise God. But which God are we talking about? Jesus prayed to God. He was sent by God. That's the God. Just look at the Lord's Prayer. O our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's Islam, submission to the will of God. So we want to be sincere and we want to ask the Creator of the heavens and earth to guide us to the straight path. Pick up the Quran. It's the last and final revelation sent to mankind. Read it as a potential book from God with an earnest desire to want to get close to your Creator. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss programs like this one and other ones that come out. Hit the bell. Subscribe. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.